pra essere anche l'altro.
Good job.
So like we were talking about earlier, I just moved in to a new house. My wife and I just bought our first house. And there have been a couple of incidents where I think that they're worthy of talking about. And one that Mike wanted me to bring up was my experience with the lawnmower. Now, I have never used a lawnmower in my entire life. I've never touched one. I've never actually been within probably more than, 12 or 15 feet of one ever.
I would have paid good money to have seen this happen.
Well, you grew up your entire life in Truckee, right?
That's right.
Okay, that would explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny when it's our lives. When I lived in the Bay Area with my parents, our lives completely changed from when we moved up there to Truckee. Because in the Bay Area, like, seriously, literally, the size of your lawnmower really matters to the guys out there in, like, the suburbs of the Bay Area. It's insane. Like, they would go, like, literally, we lived on a block. And I remember my dad with all of the other neighborhood dads would literally travel from garage to garage to garage, checking out power tools and lawnmowers and cars and shit like that. Like, seriously, I was like, oh my God, that really happened. Like, I remember it. It's like a faint memory, but I'm like, oh my God.
Not cool.
It really happened. And so it's like, yeah, I grew up, my dad was just obsessed with that stuff.
I think I've mowed lawns at every single house in Truckee I've ever lived at.
See, that's uncommon.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really uncommon.
Huh.
I think so.
I only had a lawn at one house I lived at in Truckee. Like, I lived all over Truckee.
Like, I had,
my parents got divorced.
I had two lawns at one house. And then I had three lawns at one house.
Well, yeah, we're just Mr.
Weird.
Fancy
like,
Pants
well,
over
no,
there,
I'm
aren't
just
we?
Saying, like, there was a lot of mowing when I was a kid.
I had three lawns at
while
one
you guys
house
were out playing,
playing
and being a kid
be nice
and learning about cool things. I was mowing the fucking lawn. That's all I'm saying.
That explains it. That explains it over
but
there.
Yeah,
not
no.
knowing what alliteration is. So anyway, I've never used a lawnmower before, and we have a small lawn out in the front of the house, and this lawn had never been mowed before. It's a brand new house. It was just built about a month ago.
I don't know. It's your
and
house.
And so
Are
the
you
grass,
looking at us, dude?
I was trying to think of it. So the grass was like 10 inches long. It was like a forest out there. So we buy this used lawnmower. Of course, it has no instruction manual with it. The guy shows me how
well,
to start it up.
You don't really need an instruction manual for a lawnmower, man.
Yeah,
aren't
you?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Don't you have balls.
It's like
you,
a car,
you have
dude.
Like a natural instinct for how
stop
to run it.
Stop fucking jumping on me. I'm not saying I need it to know how to start it up. Shut up. Don't you ruin this for me. I don't need it to... I hate you so much, Mike. Get out of my room.
But
no, he's kicking
really.
Me out already.
It's time to go.
He's kicking me
out. But he's funny. Can we keep him?
He's funny looking, yeah.
Can we keep him?
Yuck, 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 yuck. That was hilarious.
I just got told. Okay, so...
I just
anyway,
don't want to do all the
I
work
didn't need
here,
the manual
funny.
In order to start it up. I needed it just in case. You'll shut up and let me tell my story.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Look, we got a used lawnmower. We brought it down here. I was like, oh, I'm going to go out and cut the lawn. Well, I've never used this fucking thing before. And
dude,
so,
and when Matt does something... You've got to, I mean, he's an actor. He prepares. Like, it's not just, I'm going to go mow the lawn. It's like, he wakes up that morning saying, today, I'm going to be a man. I need to prepare. And, you know, it's a whole morning of, like, mindset of, all right, I'm going to go out and mow the lawn and do the man thing.
Preparing
and,
for the
yeah,
role.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It so. Is.
Yeah, a lot of spitting and scratching that day.
I mean, it wasn't so much preparing, you know, I'm going to be a man, but it was... I'm going to experiment with my lawnmower today. is what I was looking at it as, and so
scary.
First off, I tried to start it up, and it wasn't working. And I was like, "What the hell's going wrong with this thing? Oh, come on!"
No, it was a pull start, right?
It's a pull start, right. And it had no oil in it. I was like, "Of course, it needs oil." Yeah. So I go and get some car oil. And I upend an entire quart of car oil into this engine.
Even I know you're not supposed to do that.
And the hilarity ensued.
Oh, yeah. My God. You
God, I
wow.
wish I could have been there.
So what happened was I start the throttle of this thing.
Did you ever use a snowmobile?
What?
Did you ever use, or not, you know.
A snowblower?
No, a snowblower. Thanks.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Okay, well, because it's the same idea. It's the same, like, mechanism, same, yeah. same motor. I mean, like, it's the same idea. Yeah. Like,
I was young when I was using snow blowers and wasn't yeah. changing the, you know, it was just like dad Never took care to of that stuff oil, and I knew yeah. how to start it and that was that.
See, my dad shares all of that stuff with me, like how all that stuff works. I think it's, he's preparing me for having to do it myself because he knows that the Christian probably won't be
yeah.
taking over that Mr. Fix-It role in my life when I move away from my dad. So
anyway, I upend a full quart of car oil into this motor. And I go out there, and I am feeling all manly, like Mike was saying. And I got my shirt open, and I'm like, all right,
you
I'm
go
feeling
do this. The breeze through the
and
hair.
And I start priming it.
Yep,
mm,
yep.
Mm, mm. And then I'm like, all right. And I grab the throttle, and I...
And yeah, it starts up, and you're like,
and I'm
yeah,
like,
I'm the man.
Yeah, here we go! And I start... And it starts going, and then it's like... Because there's too much grass, right? And it gets, you know, it starts fucking up. And I'm like, oh no. And I start shaking it. And grass is flying all over the place, up in my face, down all over the driveway. And then I stop and it dies on me. I'm like, oh no. And I, and the pull cord won't go. And I'm like, oh shit, I broke it.
Like it was stuck.
So I tip it up and it's just clogged with grass. And I'm like, I can fix that. And I had the sense of mind not to put my hand up.
Oh,
underneath.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I got a big wrench and I start, you know, moving it out of there and I clear it out and I try it again. And this happens two or three times where it just gets choked on the grass because the grass is so goddamn long.
Yeah.
And then the fourth time I try it, I start it up and I hear this. And I'm like, what's going on?
It's gonna blow.
And huge white plumes of smoke start pouring out the side of this thing. And filling up the neighborhood
and
hanging over the grass like it was a fog.
God.
And it's just, it's belching smoke out everywhere. And I'm trying to still mow the lawn and look nonchalant while I'm doing it.
I was going to say, if only like I could have looked outside and seen your neighbors watching you and going, what the fuck is this guy doing?
I look up. And there are three of them.
Because it's an easy everyday task. That's the funny part. And Matt and I always give people shit for not being able to do logical things. And that's awesome, man. That's awesome.
So the other thing is I wasn't, because I was experimenting, I was in an artsy mood when I was doing this. I was not systematically. I'm always like, come on. I mean, it's. I was looking at this as sort
after
of.
After I mow lawns, I want to go draw paintings.
I do. What's the big fucking deal?
I want to go have a beer after I mow a lawn. Jeez.
Thank you, Mr. America. I wasn't doing this logically, starting with the edges and then working my way in. I was like, here we go. And I'm like, you know, mowing swaths through the grass and everything. And well, finally, this thing dies. There's smoke everywhere. And, you know, I don't know. It looked like I was doing smoke signals in the front goddamn yard. And this thing finally dies on me. And so now I have, you know, a lawn that is less
a
than
half
mowed.
Lawn, yep.
That the lawn is just massacred. And I'm feeling really bad. Plus, my father-in-law is coming. In an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
is he the kind of guy to judge you about things like that?
No, he's
early, but guys, doesn't really matter how judgmental the girlfriend's or the wife or whatever's father is. Yeah. You are always intimidated by that.
Oh, okay.
And it will always
just
be that
so
way.
Everybody knows, my dad, really judgmental.
Is he?
Really judgmental.
And most dads are, even if they don't come across that way,
yeah.
they are.
All
it's
the guys,
because,
yeah.
No, and it's because we know if we had a daughter, mm-hmm. we know what the guys would want to do to our daughter. So, and we want to do the same thing to their daughter. So,
fuck,
you know, it's like that 70s show. And Kelso's like, oh, man, I don't really want to fool around with girls anymore because I know that they have dads. And it's just. Yeah.
Kelso can gargle my nuts.
But yeah, my dad's really good.
I'll let him know the next time I see him.
My dad's really good about keeping all that stuff to himself while I'm with a guy. But like every guy that me and my sister has brought home.
Have brought home.
Oh, come on, dude. Not all of us are fucking
this
Cambridge
is not a laughing
scholars.
Any of the guys me and my sister have brought home.
Thank you.
disapproved of, and I find out after we break up.
Right.
Yeah, you know, he has the whole story. He's like, well, I'm glad you broke up with that loser.
Yeah. So
you sure he's not being supportive and just being like, oh, that guy was a tool, you needed to dump him anyway?
No,
him being supportive, like, yeah.
Oh, really?
I've
never really hung out
with
him.
He's a Republican, dude.
Right.
Come on now.
Enough said.
I love my dad to death, but he's got that judgment going on. So.
Anyway, so my father-in-law showing up, and maybe it was a little bit more than an hour, and I had to run some errands real quick, and I was like, all right, well, maybe I can change the oil out.
You took
scissors
and cut the rest of the lawn to make it look naturally cut, didn't you? Didn't you? Come on. Oh.
I should have. That's a great idea, and it's a good story.
I know you, because if you didn't get the lawnmower working, you must have got it working.
So here's what happened. I run to Home Depot and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go and see if there's lawnmower oil, and maybe they'll have like an instruction manual that I'm, hanging on the side of one that I can look at.
You go there and they look at you like an idiot every time.
Well, no, if you can go look at the, if you can look at a troubleshooting section of one of the guides of one of the demos sitting out,
exactly.
You're set.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And the other thing was, because it's our new house, we haven't had internet. Today's the first day that we've had internet in almost 2 weeks. And so I couldn't just look it up online and stuff like that. So,
I mean, I can last without MySpace and shit like that, but I emailed
it. It was crippling, man. Yeah. It was crippling.
I'm
so,
sorry to say that. It's sad.
So I went to Home Depot, and I'm looking through the lawnmower section. I find lawnmower oil. I'm like, all right.
Hand
was up. But then this guy comes up. He's like, hey, do you need some help? And I totally looked at him and was like, you see, I have this friend who... and my friend decided he got a used lawnmower. I did it. He got a used lawnmower.
You did it. That's awesome.
And he put oil in a lawnmower. And the guy stops and looks at me and he's like, I'm
Are
sorry.
You
what? Car oil? And I was like, oh, yeah, he's a jackass. I don't know what his problem. He's never used a lawnmower before. Like, can you believe that?
God, because. Oh, if I could have, I so wish I just could have been a fly following you around that day.
So he's like, all right, you need to change the oil. And I was like, okay. And
you mean my friend needs to change the oil?
Oh, no,
right?
I said, I'm trying to fix it for him.
Oh.
And he's like, all right, well, you need to change the oil. Here's all you have to do. And he shows me the part to remove, which, by the way, was wrong. He's like, you just need to remove this and put the new oil in and, just get an oil pan. And I was like, okay, I can do that. I can, and of course there are no troubleshooting guides out or anything like that. So I buy the lawnmower oil. I come home and I start doing surgery on this thing down in the garage.
Yeah.
And
you're basically changing the oil.
Yeah. It's not done yet. I haven't changed the oil yet.
Is it just sitting in the garage?
Yeah, it's just sitting in the garage.
What's the lawn look like? I haven't noticed it.
We'll get there. So I'm trying to unscrew this thing, the part that he says, and gas starts spilling everywhere, and it was actually the fuselage or whatever, and I'm like, oh God, there's gas, and I'm trying to screw it back in, and I'm doing all. Well, it doesn't work. So then I have to run some errands, and I have to go out to Wadsworth, which is 30 miles out in the desert, middle of nowhere, to drop off some stuff for Bob.
Unrelated. Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, unrelated. And I was like, Bob, I'm having problems with my lawnmower, because he's a total, fix-it handy guy. I mean, he's amazing with tools and with
good to have around.
Machines and stuff. And he's awesome. He's like, it's really easy. You just do this and this and this. In fact, I have a second lawnmower. It's an electric lawnmower. You want to borrow it? And I was like, yeah, I'll have the electric one. And so it's one you plug into the wall with an extension cord.
I used to use those. Yeah. They're so nice and easy. I mean, you just got to make sure you keep that cord.
Uh-huh.
Clear the
exactly.
Rotor
blades, but. So I borrow the lawnmower. I'm like, I'm home free. I'll just go home, plug this thing in real quick, and it'll be fine. So I get it there. I plug it in. I'm in the middle of the lawn. I start it up. It starts going. And it's so low to the ground, and the grass is so high that I can't do anything.
Really?
And I'm
you
fighting.
Know that you can adjust the height of the lawnmower, right?
I know that now.
There's notches by the wheels, and if the lawnmower's...
Yeah, my father-in-law showed up.
Didn't
have the grass cut. And the next day, he's sitting on the couch, and I told him about my massacred lawn. And he's like, so, don't want to, you know, impose or anything like that. But I think part of your problem might be the. No, you're good. You're good. I think you're good.
I don't hear.
Sir.
Talk.
This. Yeah. Now try it.
Okay.
There it is. Okay, yeah. That's fine. Yeah, weird. Sorry, but we're still working the kinks out in the new studio here. So he's like, I don't want to impose, but I think part of your problem is the height of the thing. And so he showed me how to adjust it. And I was like, okay.
Well, that's a nice way to present it.
Thank you.
Because so he understands you're the man of this house. That's cool.
So I go out and I start cutting the lawn with the electric lawnmower and I massacre the shit out of it.
Nice.
It's different lengths and levels all over the place. And when I get done, Jamie looks at it and she's like, our lawn has mange. It's mangy. Oh, God, what did you...
You never realized that mowing a lawn could be so hard, huh? Well, you have a little bit more respect for your Mexican friends.
Yeah, I do.
Bigot.
I just said I have respect. So anyway, that's my lawnmower story.
That's
and
awesome. Hey, I thought of something that you need up here, dude.
What
you
do need, I
need? You need a Get Me More Food button that goes down to the kitchen so that Jamie... At some point,
wife.
I can push the give me more food button, and she can bring it up to
dude,
me.
Dude, I don't know who you think you are, but she'll beat the shit out of you before she brings you more food when on a buzzer.
Actually, I mean...
No, a little intercom system.
If it was between you and Jamie in a fight, I would totally take Jamie.
Really? I would, too.
Really?
I totally would.
Oh, wow.
Hi, this is Matt.
And Mike.
And Kristen.
Reminding you to check us out at mattmikeandkristen.podomatic.com.